Proclamation number 7835 of 24th of February, 1961. Help for the beings beyond through the Word of God. An unusual flow of light can be recognized in the spiritual world when my divine ray of love pours to earth, when my word is conveyed to earth, which is light from the eternal light. And countless beings are touched by this ray of light, all of which have entered my flow of love, which no longer offer any resistance to my illumination. In the spiritual kingdom, my ray of love touches the beings which are constantly fed with my light of love in order to pass it on into areas without light. But also the beings in the beyond who are willing to listen to me when my word is sounded to them in order to mature themselves happily accept my illumination of love and have great blessings. People on earth must also be willing to be addressed by me in order to experience the blessing of my illumination of light of love. But all will be considered without limitation according to their degree of love and willingness. And thus you humans will also understand how you yourselves help those beings in the kingdom of the beyond into the light if you contact me in order to receive my word, for they are not yet in the kingdom of light where the beings are constantly blessed by the illumination of love. They still need the mediators whose love would like to help them into the light, because they still live in spiritual regions where darkness or twilight predominates and where rays of light only flash up when this connection with me is established from earth, and then it is up to them whether they follow the rays of light in order to enter the realm of illumination. And since these beings are still in earthly regions due to their spiritual immaturity, they will also constantly surround you but also be infinitely grateful to you if they come into the blessing of my illumination of love through you. For I myself cannot yet directly convey the light to them, but I will never prevent them if they voluntarily join the flow of love. And this is why the transmission of my word to earth is such a great help for these souls, because their free will remains with them, and yet the possibility exists that the souls will seek you out and receive light from you. And thus you contribute to an unusual degree to the redemption of these souls, for the ray of light attracts countless souls and they follow it and thus enter the blessing of my divine word, which truly has a great effect because it is an illumination of love on my part which the souls cannot resist. But the souls in the beyond are by no means forced. They can also avoid the rays of light if they shun the light, yet their resistance will not last long because other willing souls will already take care of this again by participating in it. My adversary's activity on earth is unmistakable. But the redemptive work of the greatest magnitude is also underway in the kingdom of the beyond. And therefore you humans should not grieve when your loved ones are sometimes called away before their time, for many no longer reach the state of maturity on earth which secures them the kingdom of light, but they can still ascend in the kingdom of the beyond in a short time because they are more likely to take hold of my hand there than on earth, where they don't want to see it, where they pass by my gift of love, where they don't let themselves be addressed by me because they have turned their eyes towards the world. Yet to you, who receive my word, I call again and again. Remember these souls to whom you do a great service when they are allowed to become involved in my activity, when they are allowed to participate in my illumination of love. And often let my ray of love enter this darkness, because you are surrounded by many souls which feel at ease and only ever wait until a ray flashes up again and touches them. For where my love is legally bound, there are no barriers to your love, and for the sake of your love I can help those who are in need. Amen.